911, what's your emergency?
My son. My son! He's not breathing. He was in the pool. He's not breathing.
Where are you now?
At our home by the pool. 4913 West Root Lane. My husband's trying to give CPR, but he's still not breathing. Please, he's not breathing. He's not breathing. He's not breathing.
Seven Lamb Productions presents The Stone House. Episode 1.
Still?
Waiting for the last one. Think it's on the other side.
Should I get a cart?
No, I don't think we need it.
They're free.
If you want to, go ahead.
Just trying to make it easier.
Did you call your mother?
No. I'll wait till we get to the B&B.
Okay. Here it is. That's all of them. Got it?
Yeah.
You can put your carry-on on top of mine if you want.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Okay.
Now which way?
I stood on the beach in North Berwick. Delilah and I had just arrived a few hours ago. Right now, she unpacked the suitcases in the little B&B on a hill overlooking the bay. I told her I was going for a walk, although I didn't walk far. I stood on the beach, kicking sand and watching the waves roll up. The wind was bitingly cold. I zipped up my jacket and headed up the bank. Kenneth would be here soon. I headed back to the B&B, but decided to take a quick detour to the local pub. I doubted Delilah would be ready anyway.
Afternoon, what can I grab you?
Something dark?
Something darky. I've got something for you.
There were only a few older gentlemen inside, including the bartender, who was short and stocky and had a large white mustache. He poured a beer from the tap and plopped it in front of me.
Starting the tab?
I'll pay as I go.
That's one way to do it.
I knew I shouldn't be here. Dee would have a fit. Although she didn't know I still drank beer. But after swearing off liquor, she still didn't seem completely happy, so I needed to keep my drinking to a minimum.
Ha! That can't be Val, can it?
It can. How's it going, Kenneth? I got up to shake hands, but he instantly pulled me in for a hug.
Long time. Long time.
He loosened his embrace and I slunk back to the bar stool. He took the seat next to me. Decided to stop here before picking us up.
Wanted to give you guys some time to get situated. And I needed a drink. Coop, I'll take a... hell, what's he drinking?
Kenneth motioned to me.
It's mighty fine.
Imperial Stout. That'll work.
Kenneth was American. Moved to Scotland about 7 years ago. He was a friend of Ricky's, who was a co-worker of mine. Ricky set Dee and I up with Kenneth when we came 6 years ago on our honeymoon. Kenneth knew the area, took us around to visit all the gorgeous scenery. He also took us out on his boat, which is why he was here today.
It's a good thing Ricky called when he did. I leave for London Thursday, then Brussels. I'll be gone a few weeks.
Well, worst comes to worst, we could have talked to Mary.
But this way, I get to see you two. And hell, I gotta show you the boat.
I've seen the boat.
Pictures don't do it justice. I've had the whole thing cleaned.
Ken, you're starting to tab now.
Just the one.
Just the one? Just the one, is it?
All right, all right. Start a tab. Put Val's on it, too.
Kenneth, you don't have...
You just relax. I'll take care of it.
I already paid.
Is that right?
I'll let you pay again if you like.
This guy is relentless.
As the bartender walked to the other side of the room, Kenneth patted me on the back.
So, where is the other half?
On the phone with her mother, most likely.
At Anne's?
Anne ran the B&B. She was a sweet old lady that seemed to remember us from the last time we were here. She had a hell of a memory. Yeah, up in the room.
I can't believe you guys are making this trip.
Really? You can't?
I know you're a wild pair, but I figured things may have settled down over the last few years.
No, just the past year.
Well, now I gotta ask, how you holding up?
I knew it was coming. I dreaded talking about it, but it was Kenneth. I'm sure Ricky told him what happened to me and Dee. I'm holding.
What about Dee?
Only a few people called Delilah Dee. Her parents, me, and Kenneth. She wasn't a fan of it, but with us, she let it slide. Dee's... better. You know... it wasn't easy. It's been a long, long year. I miss him so much, and so does she.
Of course.
All everyone ever says is, accidents happen. But doesn't make me feel any better.
And it wouldn't. Nothing's ever gonna fill that void, Val. The one thing that does help, though, is time. I'm just glad you and Dee are okay.
We went through a rough patch, but we're working on it.
I figured that's why you were back.
It's true. We came 6 years ago on our honeymoon, and here we were again, this time trying to reconnect. Dee and I wanted a fresh start. The last time we were here, we were so in love. I was hoping we could recapture that. We needed to, if this relationship was to remain intact. It's more than that. We needed something.
Something adventurous, I see.
Something to bring us back before it all.
Well, just know that I am truly sorry for what happened. This may just be what you two need. I hope everything works out. You two are made for each other. And that's not just me talking. You should hear what Ricky says.
I think you mean that in a positive way. Yet I can't help but think about some of the trash Ricky must have spouted.
All in good fun. Now, I'm going to get another beer. Then we'll go bug Delilah. You want another? I'll buy.
I stared at my half-empty mug. Sure. One more.
Yes, I know, Mom. Why else do you think I came? It was either this or a continuation of ineffective counseling, deep depression, and drunken late-night phone calls. This was his idea, and I'm gonna give him a chance. Well, if it doesn't, I guess that's it, right? This is the longest time we've spent together in over 6 months. It's not supposed to be easy, but maybe this is what we need. I know, but that doesn't matter to me. I like that it's different. It's nothing different than the Bahama trip, or Cozumel, or South Africa. This is who we are. Or who we used to be. I know, Mom. I'll have everything figured out soon enough. I have to go now. He's here. I'll call you later. Promise. Yes, I will. Love you too. Look what you found.
There she is.
Hello there, Kenneth.
Even more beautiful than the last time I saw you, which is astonishing and quite unfair. Val, you are a lucky man.
Uh-huh.
Dean Kenneth hugged.
You all unpacked?
For the most part. We're only here for a few days.
Then you're off, sailing across the vast ocean.
Oh, exciting, isn't it?
I wouldn't do it.
Kenneth is ready to show us the boat.
Now? I thought we were doing dinner.
It's a 2-hour drive. Figure we'll stop somewhere on the way back. I was thinking Merle's.
Is that...
It's seafood.
Okay.
That okay with you?
Fine by me.
So we'll see the boat now?
You want to see your purchase, don't you?
Kenneth is worried we'll think he's scamming us.
There's something wrong with the boat, Kenneth.
Not a damn thing. But I'm leaving soon, and I want to make sure everything's set for your trip.
I'm just teasing.
I know you are, sweetheart. Now, if you two are ready, maybe we can head out.
Let me grab my coat.
Is that Kenneth?
It is.
Oh, well, I have to say hi.
Well, look who it is.
Oh, I know you weren't planning on saying hello.
Actually, I was planning on inviting you to dinner, Anne.
Oh, no, no, no. I already have some chicken prepared.
Let it sit till tomorrow.
No. You take these two out and have yourselves a good time.
You sure?
Apparently, Anne hardly ever left her home. She didn't have a car or a job besides running the bed and breakfast. In fact, she told us her son did all her shopping for her, so she didn't have to. Kenneth knew she wouldn't go. He was just being nice.
I'm sure. Go, go. Have a wonderful time.
Well, we can't go yet.
Got my coat.
Now, we can go.
Are you coming with us, Anne?
No, no kit. If you come home late, just come in. Back door is always unlocked.
Okay.
Dee gave her a quick wave as the three of us headed across the street.
Where'd you park?
Where do you think?
Kenneth motioned to the pub. As Kenneth went to the driver's side, I noticed Dee eyeing me suspiciously. What is it?
You were drinking, weren't you? I could smell it.
I had one. Really?
Okay.
She's just over here.
Weather is really nice.
It'll be like this all week.
A little chilly.
It usually is along the coast. Here we are. Look at her.
Beautiful. Can't help but think we're getting her for a steal.
I won't take any more.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. Once I get back from my trip, I got another month, and I'm back on the road. It's been like that for the past 3 years. I hardly take her out anymore.
That's a shame.
It is. I'm basically paying to keep her roped up. It's unnecessary. Give the space to someone else.
Well, we'll take good care of her.
Think you'll get another one?
She's my third, so probably. But when things settle down...
This isn't the one you took us out on, is it?
Nope, that was the last. Sold her off and picked up this beauty.
can't wait to set sail.
Well, before you do, and before I leave, check her out. Maybe take her for a test drive.
Now?
Tomorrow? Or the next day? Whenever.
I don't think that's necessary, do you?
Well, at least look her over. You know what you're looking for. Oh, shoot. I have to take this.
Go ahead.
Okay, take your time. Let me know if you have any questions.
Babe?
Hmm?
Shall we? I held out my hand. Dee waited a moment, unsure what to do. It honestly made my heart sink. But then she smiled slightly and took my hand. I helped her onto the boat.
I can't believe we're doing this.
It's exciting, isn't it?
That's one word for it.
What other words would you use?
Scary, maybe.
Scary?
You know, we haven't done anything like this in a while, and we've never sailed so far.
People do it all the time.
I'm not doubting your talent.
Babe, I mean that it'll be fine.
I know it will, Val.
It hurt that I called her Dee and Babe, and all I got in return was Val. Always Val. I know I shouldn't read too much into it, but when would things finally get back to how they were?
Let's look below deck.
Okay.
Oh, he really did have it cleaned. It looks brand new.
It's nicer than his last, too.
When are you going to tell me how much you spent?
I spent what it costs.
That's not an answer.
I really did get it for a steal. Kenneth is too nice to us.
You feel okay about that?
No, but he won't let me give him more.
Maybe we can do something for him.
Like what?
I don't know, pay for him to come visit us in the States or something.
Sure, I'd be okay with that. Wow, she said us. There hasn't been an us for a long time. Dee had been living with her mom for the past 7 months, and I had been alone in our big house waiting for another chance.
So, what do we think?
Kenneth came downstairs with a huge grin. I think... She's perfect. Fish and chips were the first meal we ate last time. I love that this was becoming a recreation of what we experienced years ago. Although not an exact recreation. Last time we spent 2 weeks here while Kenneth showed us around and took us on his boat. This time we would be taking the boat on our own and doing something we always talked about doing. Sailing across the Atlantic.
Kenneth, if you have to go.
No, I have plenty of time.
Are you sure? You still have to drive us back.
It's fine, Dee.
Okay, we don't want to keep you.
It's fine. Really.
We were drinking tea now and talking. Kenneth spent a lot of time with us the last time we were here. I was kind of nervous about how much time Dee and I would spend together. The flight was nothing compared to what was to come. I hoped for the best. I had to make Delilah fall in love with me again. It wouldn't be easy, but I had to do it. Right now, she seemed a lot more relaxed, which was good.
Oh, I'm so sad we don't get to spend more time together.
I know. And if I could cancel, I would.
I took another sip of tea and wiped my mouth. I'm going to run to the restroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Really, Dee, if I could stay, I would. I hate this constant traveling. You guys come all this way and... Well...
It's a shame, but that just means you'll have to come visit us. Then we can take you out on your boat.
Not my boat anymore.
Kenneth, can I ask you a question? Please don't repeat this.
Go ahead, dear.
Did Val only have one drink at the bar?
Today?
Yeah.
I believe he had two, but I really don't...
No, no, I'm sorry. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I know that's not your intention.
So, two.
D, he was there when I got there. Not sure about before, but after I arrived, it was two.
Just beer?
Just beer.
Okay, I don't...
Don't worry. I'll let you know when he's walking back.
Thanks. He's just made some promises, and I want to make sure he keeps them.
Has he?
Been keeping them?
Yeah.
So far, but it hasn't been long.
Since?
Since we started talking again. I'm sure Ricky filled you in.
A bit. Honestly, I'm sure he didn't want to say too much.
I'm really hoping this works.
Me too. Dee, I know I shouldn't say this here, now, but I want you to know that truly, I am sorry. I can't imagine what it's been like.
I got your card and text. Sorry I didn't respond.
It's okay. I wanted to say this in person. I truly hope you two can work through this. I think you can. And if you two need anything, you don't hesitate to ask. I mean that.
Please, I'm going to cry.
I'll stop.
I don't want him to see me like this.
Would he be surprised?
He wouldn't be happy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Sometimes I catch him crying, although he denies it.
He deals with it in his own way.
I want him to talk to me, though.
You gotta give him time.
I have a lot of time.
Maybe he needs more. Oh, here he comes.
Okay.
When I got back, there was an awkward silence. I noticed Delilah's watery eyes. Well, I knew what they were talking about.
You guys ready to go?
Sure. Yeah. Kenneth was going to meet us tomorrow, since it would be his last chance before he left. The rest of the day, we would be buying supplies for our trip. While I was eager to start, I was also apprehensive. Here I was, laying next to Delilah in a small bed, and we barely touched. It felt awkward, almost wrong. Months alone, and now here we were. I looked over to her, but she was facing the wall. I thought about reaching out to her, but stopped. Instead, I closed my eyes. I felt my eyes flutter as I struggled to sleep. I tried thinking of my happy place. Dr. Sorvino had helped me come up with one. It was an island. A tropical island, white sandy beaches, bent palm trees rocking gently in the steady breeze. I could hear the gulls calling to each other. Some dove for fish, then laughter. And there, playing in the water, Dee and my eyes shot open. He was there, in the water with Dee. But why? He shouldn't have been.
You okay?
I looked over to see her looking at me with saddened eyes. Yeah, I am. But I could tell she didn't believe me. Suddenly she slid over and curled up under my arm, resting her head on my chest. I couldn't believe it.
I'm excited for our trip.
Me too. She slowly closed her eyes and I closed mine. I felt genuinely happy right now. This felt right. Forget the palms and the beach. This was my happy place. The Stone House, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb, starring Corey Pettit as Delilah, Robert M. Lamb as Val, Jeff Leeson as Kenneth,
Ariel Hack as Anne. Co-starring Jack Austin and Megan Austin. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit 7lam.com for more podcasts such as this. This has been a 7lam production.